Yes, a new version of the original Star Wars will be available soon on Disney Plus. But instead of "May the Force be with you," you'll hear
"Kiga Minagos Mamandawazuin."
That's Negani Anamiki Anini sharing the pivotal line from Star Wars in the Ojibwe language.
He reprises the role of Red Leader in the new Ojibwe language translation of the movie. He is a filmmaker and a member of the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians.
He's here with us today to tell us about playing Red Leader and what it means to have a major pop culture milestone available in Ojibwe. Negani, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to talk about your connection with Star Wars. You know, depending on generation and time and place, some people it might be a very cherished childhood memory. For some people, just part of the scenery. Some people, Star what? Where were you on that when this opportunity came along to be part of the Ojibwe version of Star Wars?
Well, I first watched Star Wars when I was a child back in the 90s. They did the re-edits of the original 4, 5, and 6 episodes. Before those 1, 2, and 3 episodes came out. And I was a big fan. Not one of these huge fans where you have to have every toy, every costume, but I really enjoyed the films. And so when this opportunity came, being a film producer, wanting to grow into acting and voice acting, being a fan of Star Wars, and of course being really involved with Ojibwe language revitalization is a no-brainer to apply.
Negani, as you understand it, how did this Ojibwe dub of Star Wars come about, and what was the goal behind it?
Well, you know, it's Pat Nangawansa's dream. This elder, this Ojibwe elder from north of the Medicine Line, north of the U.S.-Canadian border, that within several decades, us Ojibwe folks, we can do anything we want in our language, not just go to ceremony, but go to the grocery store, go to school, watch our favorite films. Anything that we want to do that we can do in English or in French, we can also do in Ojibwe. And this is just one great milestone, great step in that trajectory of Ojibwe language revitalization.
So you play in the movie Red Leader, a pivotal role in the battle in the trenches and the Death Star off of Yavin 4. Tell us a little bit about the role and what it took for you to recreate that.
So I give voice to Red Leader, played on screen by the late Drew Henley. And to prepare myself for this role, I watched that section of the film multiple times, and I did some research. I learned that Mr. Henley had negotiations with George Lucas and how he wanted to portray this character. And it was Mr. Henley's understanding that this is a really well-experienced military commander, a military man who's not going to be emotional in battle. And so he wanted this person to be really stern and emotionless. But George Lucas wanted much more drama in the emotions. And so they negotiated. And in the film, Red Leader is calm and collected in the beginning. And then towards the end of this battle scene, as things get particularly hairy, some emotions come in. More unnervedness, if you will. And so I brought that into the studio, and I did my own negotiations with our own director in expressing those types of emotions.
I understand you went to the August premiere in Winnipeg. What was it like experiencing this movie in Ojibwe and with your own voice in it?
Oh, it was wild. It was wild. And just the weight of the moment, right? This film is the first major Hollywood film dubbed in the Ojibwe language. I hope the first of many, the first of all Hollywood films to be either produced or dubbed in the Ojibwe language. And everybody was feeling it, right? It was a very large theater, hundreds of folks, most of whom were fellow Anishinaabek. And we were, you could feel the excitement you could feel the pride of hearing our language on the big screen. It was a fabulous time.
We are talking about the Ojibwe language dubbed version of Star Wars with Ngani Ananimaki Anini. He is a filmmaker, member of the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians. He played the role of Red Leader in that dub. You just mentioned, Ngani, the excitement in the room, in the theater, as you watched this. What are your hopes now that future generations can experience this language, as you said, maybe not just in a ceremony, but sitting down to watch Star Wars and maybe more movies to come?
Absolutely. So I hope this film inspires more people, including young people, to either continue learning our language or to begin learning our language.
What does it mean for a language learner to have, you know, maybe not just that ceremonial language, but this fun element of pop culture in learning a language?
One, you can do anything in our language. Our language is just as modern as anyone else's. And a lot of studies show if you're having fun learning a language, it's going to be that much easier for you.
So this is not the only work you've done in promoting the Ojibwe language. You've done this in other venues as well. Why is it important to you to help bring back the Ojibwe language? What does it mean to you to have it more widely understood and spoken?
Well, what a great question. So for me and my understanding, how my teachers, how my elders have taught me, it's really important to maintain this connection to our ancestors. And when one understands the Anishinaabe language, the Ojibwe language, we understand the world as our ancestors understand it. And so there are a lot of really beautiful and helpful teachings, and an Ojibwe person can live a more fulfilling Ojibwe life by knowing our values, knowing our language.
I wanted to ask about your work as a filmmaker, not just as a Star Wars actor. What kind of projects have you done or are you working on?
So I've worked on, as a producer, several short films, for example, several inspiring short films. One of my films is on language and identity called This Is Who I Am. And that's inspired folks to dive into their heritage language or any other responsibilities for their cultures. And that's taken a life of its own, that film, and it's really helped a lot of people. I'm also working on some scripts, some full feature scripts, and looking forward to joining more films as a voice actor or actor in the future.
For anybody out there listening who might think about a career in films, what would you say to encourage them to do maybe something like this Star Wars dubbing project or to do things that bring, as you said, their own heritage language, whether that's Ojibwe or something else?
Yeah. So a lot of minority languages, they need support, and, you know, depending on the given culture. So some cultures are more closed to outsiders learning their language, yet others are very encouraging. And so if somebody wants to support a minority language, looking to the elders, for instance, hey, would it be okay to help learn your language? That would be great. There are a lot of languages that need more funding sources. So if somebody has money to donate, by all means, that could be very helpful. And for filmmaking in itself, supporting these languages or finding some other really important message, really important story out there that needs to be told, that's something worth exploring.
Okay, now if I was in charge of things and we had an Ojibwe language version of Star Wars, my logical next step would be an Ojibwe language version of Empire Strikes Back. If that happened, Ngani, what role or roles would you want to take from that? Red Leader, spoiler alert, he doesn't appear in it, but there are many other roles. Who would you want to be in that one?
What a great question. So some of the key characters are already taken if the folks in episode 4 move on to episode 5. And so Yoda comes up in episode 5. That would be fun to explore.
You got a lot of good options here.
There are so many good options. Production team, I'm ready and willing to be one of these roles.
Ngani, can you hit us with a couple of your lines as Red Leader in Ojibwe?
Absolutely. How about Bungatoon Red 2? That's cut chatter red too. Ashagiga. Ashagiga.
Now, I could tell by your inflection there, that's almost there. I know the movie well enough. Yeah,
you got this. Yep.
You captured Red Leader's inflection there. That's great.
All for you.
Nagani, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for sharing this work with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Nagani Anamiki Anini is a Wisconsin-based filmmaker and member of the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians. He plays a role in the new Ojibwe version of the original Star Wars movie that's streaming soon on Disney+.